Blog Talk Radio.
For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. Remember how short my time is. Wherefore hast thou made all men in vain? Man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. But he knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we are dust. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death?
Is as the flower of the field, the grass withereth, the flower fainteth, because the Spirit of the Lord bloweth upon it. And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment, day of death, and there is no discharge in that war. Serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin.
Shalom, shalom, shalom.
Yisrael, hallelujah. Saints of the Most High Yah, if you may be friend or foe, hallelujah. Well, here we are, Saints of the Most High Yah. Very thankful for another day. Very thankful to be living this life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Very, very, very good touching message yesterday. I hope and pray that it pierced the conscience of many. But as many as have the ears to hear, they will hear. And they will be able to perform. Praise Yah. Praise Yah. I pray that those in hearing distance, those that were hearing what the Spirit was saying unto the assembly, were able to receive a healing. It's amazing how the Most High actually, you know, he invoked us to reflect and invoked us, you know, to really, really trust in him and know that he is able to supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory. And we thank Yah for that. We sure do. We sure do. We sure do. You know, just the simple thing, you know, of laying on of hands, you know, to the wise, this might confound them. This might be foolish. But to those of us, you know, who believe in the power of Yah, trust in Yah, believe on his son, believe in his son, and know where the source of the power comes from, we have needs met. He shall supply all of our needs according to his riches in glory. Like Pastor has been bringing us forward, you got to meet the conditions. And if you have met the conditions and you've held the Most High to his word, which he wants you to, because this pleases him, he wants to perform the things which he said he will do. But it's up to us to have the door open. Up to us to humble ourselves. Up to us to decrease that he may increase. It's up to us to empty ourselves so that he can fill himself all in all, like he did the apostles, the disciples, as it is said, and being full of the Holy Spirit. Beautiful thing in this hour, this privilege that we have been given to walk in the light. Because we are children of the day, children of the light. And we have the life source in us. It's been given to us. We have the ability to administer life. So yesterday, death had no dominion over us. If per se you would walk in that victory. See, the people of Yah, everything to us is life. And we understand life by his life. And as we read the word yesterday and heard the words, then it pricked the hearts of some, brung joy, brung sorrow, brought a lot into our conscience. But I pray that we received the engrafted word, that yesterday it does not stop there, that with many of us it continues on, that this that is in you starts as a mustard seed and then grows up greatest among herbs. Well, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless you all, Saints of the Most High. This Teacher Shane here, Brother Shane, servant of the Most High, called vessel, called in the administration of a teacher here tonight. Very glad to be here with you tonight, to be spent. So I've been up quite a while, been up since 2 a.m. this morning, but it's a good thing, getting a lot of things in order. Thank Yah for his strength. Thank Yah for his courage. Thank Yah for his sustenance. I thank Yah for his life. Now, if it wasn't for his life, how would we know life? Hallelujah. 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 Well, we've saints of the Most High, we've been in a study, the book of Hebrews, for quite a while, and we're still continuing our journey. Some of those in the room tonight, those that are fellowshipping tonight with us via Blog Talk, been there from the beginning. Some have entered midway. Some have just entered. Well, we have been in a study on the book of Hebrews for quite a while. And we just really scratching, you know, just the tip of the iceberg of all what this book really has to nourish us with. And tonight we're going to continue on in our journey, continue on in our fellowship of understanding the body of Yeshua, the working of Yeshua, the life of Yeshua, the life that is in us that we can dispense as the Most High Yah yesterday by the power of his Son desired for each and every one of us to step into this grace, to step into this faith. We're going from grace to grace, from faith to faith. It's an upward journey, but we're going up. We're no longer going down, saints. Oh, no. We have lived a life of down. We've lived a life of darkness. We've lived, many of us have lived out there in that world that is grossly getting darker. We have departed from that. We're no longer children of the night. We're no longer servants of the Ha-Satan. Now we have entered into the day, and by the light of the day, he's helping our eyes to see and our ears to hear. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm going to pick up from last time we talked in the book of Hebrews. We were still keeping in context, even though some might thought we veered off from the path. No. Reason why I took that path, because we're moving into part of Hebrews where it starts talking about faith. Again, we're going to visit that again tonight, and we're going to go a little bit farther with it and get a little bit more understanding, because the title of this blog talk tonight, What Faith Are You Of? And then, you know, I said that because out there in the religious world, that is a question that is pretty much swapped between each and every one, some kind of moniker, some kind of cliche. And it's amazing the answers that one, you know, as the communication goes back and forth, that is discussed. Well, what faith are you of? And then one will say, well, I'm of the Baptist faith. Well, I'm of the Catholic faith. Oh, I'm of the Apostolic faith. Well, I am of the Pentecostal faith. And they say this and say that and everything. And you really look back at it and really look at it for what it's worth. That is not faith. Not associating yourself with some kind of, what is the word they use out there? These sects. Well, you identify yourself with that sect, denomination. Yeah, the word denomination, it was a word used moons before the church used it. It was used in the banking system as in denoting, you know, values of money. But out there in the church world, like I said, they swap this question, what faith are you of? What faith are you of? These hollow questions, these hollow answers, these no, it's really no reason or no expression of what lies within you, because there's nothing lying within them. All they can speak of is from an external belief, from an external understanding. There's nothing on the inside. And it's sad, but we have something on the inside. We have Yeshua. walking and talking in us, we are now the temple of Yah. We are the assembly. And the assembly as a whole is the body of Christ. And the Most High is really, really desiring us. His Son is really desiring us to come into this understanding of who we are in Him. Even yesterday, you know, there was another entrance administered. And that was a beautiful thing. And I thank the Most High Yah for these times. I really do. I really, really do. What faith are you of? It is a unique question that is swapped. I've had that question asked me many times. And I would say, you know, one time I say, I'm of the faith of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I'm in the faith of Yeshua HaMashiach. I'm the faith of Jesus the Christ. And that's why I learned to start answering. And then when I answer that way, it would almost, you know, you would see the people receiving the answer almost like, huh? Like, what? You know, they're expecting, you know, to hear the denomination names. But putting that aside tonight, let us look to really what faith we are of. Now we're looking, you know, in the concordance, Strong's Concordance for the King James Version of the word faith. And the word faith only appears two times in the Old Testament, Deuteronomy and Habakkuk, I think, where Habakkuk says, the just shall live by his faith. But faith is really, really, really brought into really a more pronounced station when Yeshua was here on this earth. The unique thing that once, you know, he delighted to do the will of the Father prepared for him, prepared him a body. He come and dwelt in that body. And then he started showing us as being sinless, being tempted in all points as we are, yet without sin, and then living that span of life without sin in the same body that we are in now. Taking it all the way to the garden. Taking it all the way through the persecution. Taking that body all the way to the tree, sinless. And then to take our sins, iniquities, and transgressions. Listen to the words, our sins, iniquities, and transgressions. You know, the Christian world, you know, thinks that, you know, he done it for the whole world. Well, the more and more I walk in this walk and talk this talk in this walk, I'm starting to understand the world that he really, really come for. As you read on in the Word, there are vessels of wrath fitted for destruction. There are also vessels of mercy. And you really look back and see that, and you go, whoa. So it's not meant for everyone to hear. It's not meant for everyone to see. And it's hard for a lot of people to perceive this, especially in the religious world. But beyond that, I thank Yah for his testimony in me. And I thank, you know, I'm able to hear his testimony through the words written in a book called the Bible. So let's look at tonight, faith. And what faith are we really of? What faith are we really of? Hebrews 10, verse 38. We'll start there. It says, now the just. Notice that word just. Not everybody's just. Not everybody, you know, that is a shortened word of justified. You know, there is one that there is a certain people that Yeshua came and died on that tree for. There's a certain people that blood was meant for. Not everybody understands the cleansing power of the blood. Not everybody desires the power of the blood. Not everybody is able to partake of the body and the blood of Yeshua. If you really hear what I'm saying. Now the just. And you hear that? Now the just. This is a certain set of people, set apart, sanctified, a just. Now, the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, now he says, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But it says, but we, and we look at that word we, that's a plural pronoun. Who is the we? The just. The just, what we just read in verse 38. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition. But we are of them, the just, that believe to what? That believe to the saving of the soul. Now we're doing this verse by verse. And I always implore you to drop the verses, drop the chapter separations, because that does cause a lot of what they call defragmentation. But I want us to take, whenever we read, like Pastor says, read a little bit before, read a little bit after. Just because Hebrews chapter 10 ends in verse 39, the thought is not ending. The thought is not ending. What is trying to be expounded to us has not ended. And I think, you know, this deters a lot of people from really understanding what this word is actually trying to communicate to us. And when it was written, there was never a verse or a chapter. But we're reading this in context, the word context, reading it in its fullness. Together, in verse 39, we are not of them who draw back into perdition, but of them, the just, that believe to the saving of the soul. The just shall live by faith. Now, going on in the same thing, we're not dropping thought, not dropping understanding, but we continue to add it on. Now, in our King James Bible, it starts 11:1, but we're not going to look at it as 11:1. Well, we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. Now, faith. In verse 38, it said, now the just. Now the just. If you read this tomorrow, it's still going to be now. If you read this last week, it was now, then. If you read this a month from now, it's still going to be a now. The just shall live by faith. This by word, this little two-letter word here. The just shall live by, and then has a word connected to it, faith. By, and we look at by as meaning in proximity to, in conformity to, or through the agency or the instrumentality of. Now we start to understand, you know, this faith a little bit more. How that it in us, when we received the Savior in our heart and in our mind, in our being. We receive something from Him that by Him doing the will of the Father, by him pleasing the Father, by him coming and dying and being a living sacrifice for us, this thing that it has manifested in us, that it has brought to life in us. Not everyone has the ability, and not everyone has the understanding of living faith. There's faith out there, but it is not the faith whereas we're trying to learn from Yeshua HaMashiach. We're trying to learn of the faith he had, what he done. We have a witness of everything and the account as he walked, as he talked, as he cried, as he wept, as he laughed. We have that in us. And we read of his pain and of his sufferings. And as we read, we fellowship with it. We've got to fellowship with it day by day. Because he fellowshipped with it first, being the first fruits. And as we fellowship with it, and as we go through, our fellowship grows stronger when we go to the one who has overcome. The one that has gotten victory. The one who immersed himself in every temptation, but he didn't sin. So the idea that through that could be ministered to us life. That could be ministered to us faith. And only the one that is going to be able to connect with this is the just, living by his faith. And that's where that was taken from. By, in proximity to, in conformity to, through the agency or instrumentality of. See, yesterday was a great, great door for your faith to mature, for your faith to perfect a little bit more. And it's a beautiful thing if we really look at it for what it's worth. For what it's worth. Now faith is. I mean, that's no matter what, like I said, no matter what time we read that, it's always present. Faith is always present. It's beautiful that our Savior says he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Now faith is. And I looked at that word faith in the concordance, Strong's concordance. I'm like pastor. I look at some of the definitions that thing tries to spit out or spew out, and I'm like, I don't give no witness from the Holy Spirit that this is what, because we're looking at a verse here in Hebrews that's actually going to give us a definition of what faith is. But it's amazing that Strong's would say that faith is to persuade. But I know later on it almost got close, and it gave an ingredient of faith, put a word out there called belief. And we got that substance from what we read before. But of them that believe to the saving of the soul. We're talking about faith, the workings of faith, the vehicle of faith. What faith are you of? Now, some of us will get asked this question. And as the word says, you will have to give a reason for the lie, for what is in you. And you really think that get asked that question, and that, what faith are you of? And someone spouts off Baptist, Pentecostal. And you really look at it in this light now, you can see, no, that is wrong. Big buzzer. People have no testimony. They have no witness. Now faith. Now the just shall live by faith. But now faith is the substance. Substance is thinking Strong's 5287, I believe it is. It's pronounced hypostasis. We get a word stasis from that, and it's in a medical term. I'm going to go on all to that. It says, now faith is the substance. And he gives a sort of a definition there, existence. But when we look at it in the form of the verse, the substance is faith. Now faith is the substance from what? Substance from what? Substance from what? Now faith, no matter what time of day is, what second it is, we're talking about now faith. We're talking about the one that was saying the same yesterday, today, and forever. And if he be in you, we're joint heirs with him. He's trying to get our mind and our conscience and conscious into this understanding. Because it is prophesied, and even Yeshua said in himself, greater works shall ye do. You know, we got testimony of all the works that he done. But he says, you know, the assembly, the body of Christ now, is going to do greater works. And you see it again yesterday. Just another snapshot. And hopefully yesterday has not slipped. Hopefully yesterday has not like been sand through the hand. Hopefully somehow, some way, you know, through this journey, our takeaway from that, it's in our bag now. It's in our bag of goodies. It's in our bag of sustenance. It's in our bag of need in time when we have need. Now faith is the substance. Now faith is the substance. Substance, substance, substance. Like the word went forth yesterday. Wherever you're hurting, whatever is going on with you, lay your hands on that. We're trying to get your mind and your heart to hook up to the substance. You got faith? Come on. Open that door to receive substance, to receive healing. Now faith is the substance. And you know the Most High invoked our minds of our infirmities, whatever it may go on to, if we have hope that we know that Yeshua, HaMashiach, is going to heal us of these things. Because healing is the children's bread. And we of the faith, we of the walk, we of the just, shall not in any manner, we should not, as the word said, be suffering from the same diseases, sicknesses, ailments as they are of the world. The biggest thing I see going on out there in the world that is going to a more heightened sense, and it is getting more bizarre and more crazy, is this mental illness. Because I know this Ha-Satan knoweth that he hath such a short time, and the blinding of the minds has got to get richer and deeper. And, you know, man out there thinking that he's advancing in technology and advancing in inventions, and he's getting lazier and dumber and docile and stupid, trading places. The man's becoming the woman, and the woman becoming the man, and the child is ruling the house. But we of the just, we live by faith. It's our agency. It's our instrumentality. If it weren't for Yeshua HaMashiach being the door, we would not have access to this faith. Now faith is the substance. Tomorrow when you wake up, now faith is. Third day when you wake up, fourth day when you wake up, whenever you wake up, now faith is. Whatever situation, whatever circumstance, faith is there. Faith is in you. And the Most High is wanting us to really, 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 really surrender. He wants to work through us all as an assembly. But the fire has got to burn out all the selfishness, all the hatred, all the envy, all the jealousy, all the emulations. There's still too much flesh rearing its head. And we've got to walk this walk through Him. He is our example. He is the author and the finisher. He is the good husbandman. If He has begun a good work in you, and He says He's going to finish it if you remain. We're talking about faith, which is a pivotal, an anchor. It's an avenue of belief to the saving of the mind, the will, the emotions, the soul. The soul, the in between. We have a body. We have a soul. We have a spirit. And the mediator did the mediation for the soul. I remember my times past. I've seen a lot of my friends and heard a lot of people selling their soul to the Satan, selling their soul to the devil for pottage, for a temporary fame, for temporary money, for temporary attention, till it was time to pay the piper. There's a certain time. But we are in the land of the living. I'm going to keep saying that. This life that we are trying to adhere to. Yeah, we have witness of life, our life, which we've learned through the word that it is as a flower of the field. Your life is as a vapor. And it is as your, that's a personal pronoun, your life. And He's trying to get us through His word to get His life in us and keep His life pumping through us continually. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things seen. I've seen a lot of people yesterday, a lot of beloved brothers and sisters, because they had hope, they received healing. It was not seen at the time when hope was brought forth, when hope was excited, which the Most High was desiring to excite the hope in Him, His hope, so that somehow, some way, that He will have an entrance to give of Himself in you to heal that infirmity, to heal that sickness, to heal whatever it was going on in His child. Evidence, Greek word, it's definition 1650. This evidence, manifestation of the truth, Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. Substance. But first, there was had to be certain things hoped for before this substance would be of faith. And this faith was evidence of things not seen because of hope. Because we, the saints of the Most High, we children of the day, children of the living, we do not sorrow as they sorrow out there in the world. Why? Because they have no hope. See, this thing fits together like a tightly knit fabric, like a tightly knit family, a glove. This life is not scattered. This life is one. It's whole. Not in pieces. It's not in fragments. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, and it is the evidence. Faith. What faith are you of? Faith. Substance. Things hoped for. Evidence of things not seen. Let us go. Take a little journey here with faith. A little bit. Romans. Let's go to Romans chapter 8 and look at this. We'll use the chapter and the verse so we can get a proximity in what we're going to talk about. But again, as we read this, let's let the verses and the chapters fall away. Because when we were reading, we know continuity of a thought. We know continuity of what is being said. Then this don't let that let the verses and the chapters break up that. But in Romans 8, and I'm going to start at verse 24, it says, "For we are saved by hope." You hear that? Hear that? "For we are saved by hope." But it says, "But a hope that is seen is not hope." What do we read? Faith is the substance of things hoped for. And then we read here, "But we are saved by hope. But hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for? If we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. And in the same manner, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But someone makes intercession." It's not us. There's a greater one in there that is desiring to make intercession. "But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of Yah." If that Spirit is not in that believer, there is no intercession. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love Yah, to them who are the called according to His purpose. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, 18. Notice this. While we, now who's he talking to? Who's he been talking to this evening? Who's he talking to yesterday? The just, the children of faith, the children of light, the children of the day. While we look not at things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen, what are they? They're temporary. They're temporal. But the things which are not seen are in Matthew 9. Let's look at this. 9. Matthew 9. Get there myself. 9:22. We'll start at verse 18, saints. I'm going to read this all in entirety here. I ask you to read before and after, because this does knit together. Read it in completeness. Don't read it, as I say before, with the brokenness. We're going to start at verse 18 for sake of, you know, continuity here, as we're fellowshipping with the word. While he spake these things unto them, behold, there came a certain ruler and worshipped him, saying, my daughter is even now dead, but now come and lay thy hand upon her, and she shall live. And it says, and Jesus arose and followed him, and so did his disciples. And behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. Right after that, that certain ruler beseeched him. For she said within herself, if I may touch his garment, I shall be whole. You see that hope? You see that hope? You see that hope which is put forth first? She said within herself, if I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole. Said, but Jesus turned about, and when he saw her, he said, daughter, be of good comfort. What happened? Thy faith has made thee whole. Thy faith has made thee whole. Thy faith has made thee whole. If any one of you have time, go back in the archives, if it's still there, and look up the sermon, the preaching, the teaching that Pastor Dow did on this many years ago. It is titled, Thy Faith Have Made Thee Whole. Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith. Has made thee whole, and the woman was made whole from that hour. And Jesus came into the ruler's house and saw the minstrels and the people making a noise. He said unto them, give place, for the maid is not dead. They laughed him to scorn. But when the people were put forth, he had to put them all out, put all that unbelief out. He went in and took her by the hand, and the maid arose. And the fame hereof went abroad into all that land. And it said, and when Jesus departed thence, two blind men followed him, crying and saying, Thou Son of David, have mercy on us.
And when he was come into the house, the blind man came to him, and Jesus saith unto them, Believe ye that I am able to do this? They said unto him, Yeah, yes, Master, yes, yes, Master. Then touched he their eyes, saying, According to your faith, be it unto you. And their eyes were opened. And Jesus straightly charged them, saying, See that no man know it. But they, when they were departed, they spread abroad his fame in all that country. Again, in Matthew 17, let's look at this account. Matthew 17. I'm just going to read a verse out of 17. Start at verse 14. We're going to read this in wholeness right here. And when they were come to the multitude, there came to him a certain man, kneeling down to him and saying, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is a lunatic and sore vexed. For oftentimes he falleth into the fire and oft into the water. And I brought him to thy disciples, and they could not cure him. Then Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him hither to me. And it says in Yeshua, Jesus rebuked the devil, and he parted out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour. Then came the disciples to Jesus apart and said, Well, why could not we cast him out? And Jesus said unto them, the disciples, Because of your unbelief. For verily I say unto you, if ye have faith, you notice the two words tying there, as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, Remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove. And nothing shall be impossible unto you. Again in Mark 11. Jesus answering saith unto them, Have faith in Yah, same account. Have faith in Yah. Have faith in Yah. Have faith in, I-N, have faith in Yah. So what faith are you of? What faith are you of? The book of Romans starts out. Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated into the gospel of Yah, which he had promised afore by his prophets in the Holy Scriptures, concerning his Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior, which was made of the seed of David according to the flesh, and declared to be the Son of Yah with power, according to the Spirit of holiness, by the resurrection from the dead, by whom we, that word again, we have received grace and apostleship. Paul saying that we have received grace and apostleship, and we have received our calling. We receive our life, we receive our direction for obedience to the faith among all nations for his name. Again, at the end, at the revelation of Jesus Christ. You want to go there? It's in Revelation chapter 2. Revelation chapter 2. We're going to start at verse 12. To the church that is at Pergamos. Listen. And to the messenger and to the angel of the church in Pergamos, write, these things saith he which hath the sharp sword with two edges. It's Yeshua speaking, I know thy works and where thou dwellest, even where Satan's seat is. And thou holdest fast my name, and hast not denied my faith. And hast not denied whose faith? Whose faith? Who is speaking this? Denied my faith. Even in those days wherein Antipas was my faithful martyr, who was slain among you, where Satan dwelleth. Again, in 1 John, let's look at 1 John. First John 5 and 4. For whatsoever is born of Yah, why? For whatsoever is born of Yah overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world. What is that? Even our faith. Back a little bit in James. Chapter 2, if we want to start at verse 14. It says, what doth it profit, my brethren, though a man say he hath faith and have not works? Can faith save him? What doth it profit, my brethren, though a man say he hath faith and have not works? Can faith save him? A brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food? And one of you say unto them, depart in peace, be ye warmed and filled. Notwithstanding, you give them not those things which are needful to the body. What doth it profit? Even so faith. Same likewise matter. Even so faith. If it hath not works, it's dead. It abides alone. It's being alone. Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. Thou believest that there is one Yah, one Elohim? You do well. Hey, the devils, they also believe and they tremble. But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? Was not Abraham our father justified? There's that word. Now the just shall live by faith. Now the just shall live by his faith. Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he had offered Isaac, his son, upon the altar? See thou how faith wrought with his works. And by works was faith made perfect. And the scripture was fulfilled. It was come to completeness. It was matured, which saith, Abraham believed Yah, it was imputed unto him for righteousness. He was called the friend of Yah. Ye see how that by works a man is justified, and not by faith only. And it says, likewise, was not Rahab the harlot justified by works when she had received the messengers and had sent them out another way? For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. Faith without works is dead also. You know, it's by this faith. It says, for by it, faith, the elders obtained a good report. So, saints, before we move on, next time we meet again, in the study of Hebrews, we're going to get into the body of faith. We're going to see and we're going to learn more what faith we are of. And it's whose faith it is in us. Oh, praise y'all. Praise y'all, saints. Now let Sister Wenda speak to you. The ministry address and words of comfort. Hallelujah.
Shalom, this is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the broadcast that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straightway Truth radio broadcast. We try to make sure that we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast as well as the truth coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your offerings or letters of support is Charles Dowell Jr. That's Charles Dowell Jr. And Dowell is spelled D-O-W-E-L-L. P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee. And Lafayette is spelled L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E. 37083. If sending packages, you will need to include the street and number with that. It's Charles Dowell Jr., 506 Ellington Drive, and Ellington is spelled E-L-L-I-N-G-T-O-N, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. That's 1-615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do whatever we can to try to return your message. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ, just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
The just shall live by his faith. Is the substance of things hoped for. Now faith. Now the just. Bless you all, my brothers and sisters, saints of the Most High, our children of the King. Again, it's been a good time to fellowship with the Word again. Thank you, Brother Paul, for posting scriptures again. Thank you, Brother Steve, for all the work you do. And thank all my brothers and sisters for the work that Yeshua is doing through you, and let him continue to do that work through you and allow yourselves to be used by him. You might not seem, you know, at this time in this in this juncture in your walk. You're not being used by him. Just give things time. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. I mean, one thing that we have an anchor to, so we have hope. The Most High has given us hope. The Most High has given us belief. The Most High has given us faith. He has given us a lot of things that solidify ourselves to stay in him. He does not want any of us to draw back to perdition, go back to our old ways and going back to a more deathly state than where we come from. And remaining no more sacrifices for sin for one who gets into a realm of committing sin. So we live by his faith. If we want to continue in life, we draw from his life. Saints of the Most High, Yah. Bless you all. Bless you all, Saints of the Most High, Yah. I pray you have a victorious week. We'll see you again at Scripture Study. See you again at Sister to Sister. See you again through the videos that Pastor will be putting out through the week or whoever. Through all the fellowship and all the ways of media. We are connected, Saints. We are a family. And let us remain that way and let us strengthen one another and let us mature in this walk and let us always, always have victory in the forefront. We are a victorious people. We have passed from death to life. We have the greater one on the inside. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in this world. So if faith is an anchor and help you to be saved this week. Praise Yah. Praise Yah, Saints of the Most High Yah. Definitely, 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 the King is coming.